let me say something about grace and truth. Because here it is. It's God's word. It's the Bible. It says this in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through Him all things were made, on and on. Then it says, in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then it goes on to say, the law was given to Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So think for a moment, what does it mean to be like Jesus? What does it mean to represent Jesus to other people so that people can see the risen Christ in us? Well, you know, there's a lot of ways you can describe Jesus. But the problem is you could go on, he has dozens and dozens and dozens of attributes. But you know, I can't juggle 12 balls. I can't wrap my mind around dozens and dozens of things at once. And so wouldn't it be great if there were just a couple of things that we could distill down the very character of the risen Christ to? Well, I would never attempt to do that. Never. And yet, Scripture says He came full of two things, grace and truth. Every other attribute, every other quality somehow is included under the umbrella of grace and truth. Grace is necessary, but it is not sufficient. Truth is necessary, but it is not sufficient. Truth-oriented Christians love studying Scripture and theology, but sometimes they're quick to judge and slow to forgive. They're strong on truth, but they're weak on grace. Grace-oriented Christians love forgiveness and freedom, but sometimes they neglect biblical study and they see all moral standards as legalism. So they're strong on grace, but they're weak on truth. See, truth is quick to post warning signs and guardrails up at the top of the cliff. But it's not very helpful to people who ignore them and go over the cliff. And sometimes it's not very helpful in keeping them from doing the things that result in them going over the cliff. And then grace-oriented Christians are really great at getting, you know, being paramedics down there at the bottom and having ambulances posted down at the bottom of the cliff, and as the people fall and fall and fall, and where they are, we're going to help them. But they're not very good sometimes at building those guardrails and posting those warning signs up at the top. Jesus comes full of grace and truth. He posts the signs. He builds the guardrails, but He also puts His arms around the wounded. He is the first to help them, but one of the ways He helps them is by giving them the truth and the guidance that they need. Remember, the woman taken in adultery, go and sin no more. Grace, He literally saves her life by standing between her and those that would kill her. But truth, go and sin no more. I'm not going to pretend you haven't been sinning. Of course you've been sinning. And you know you've been sinning. Go and sin no more. And He gives us the power to obey Him and to follow Him. My little book, The Grace and Truth Paradox, they put on the front a lion and a lamb together. And it's like from Isaiah, you know, the lion and the lamb going down together. Because in the book I talked about Jesus being the lion of truth and the lamb of grace. And that's exactly what He is. And I love this little picture because it just reminds me of how He is both of those at once. Not one instead of the other. So, grace and truth become for us a two-point checklist of Christ-likeness. Am I like Jesus in my life? And am I reflecting Jesus in my writing? Well, I don't have to think of dozens and dozens of things. Let's just look at grace and truth. Am I reflecting the grace of Jesus? Can someone sense through what I am writing the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, that we through His poverty might become rich? Can I find in this the truth of Jesus Christ? And if you have a passion for Christ and a commitment to His truth, it will ooze through your book. Martin Luther said, the devil doesn't care which side of the horse we fall off of, as long as we don't stay in the saddle. Apply that to grace and truth. Absolutely.